power of you. Greetings, earthlings. Welcome to Life Coaching in Atlanta, the podcast. Now, what up, though, family? So let me start off by saying y'all really don't have any idea how much I've missed this outlet. This episode is really dedicated to the people who's always reaching out to me, inboxing me, stopping me, asking me, when am I going to do another episode? Why they haven't seen any videos, no uploads? Why I haven't even been taking clients? And I sincerely appreciate the support, the encouragement, and the push. A lot has happened since last year, since the last time I published any content. And I'm going to be upfront with y'all. Not only because I owe y'all that, but I've always tried to use my experiences to help liberate and motivate my peers. So with that being said, here's the disclaimer. I'm going to say a lot this season, this go-round. And many of you are, y'all not going to agree with, y'all not going to support, and you're not going to like everything that I say. But however, this is my story. It's my experience, and I've decided to share it with the world so that we all can learn and grow and heal together. And I've also decided not to promote this episode on any of my social media platforms. One, because I wanted to share this moment, this sort of comeback moment with my for real supporters, those of you who are subscribed and received the notification about the upload. But also this time around, I'm more concerned with conveying the message than I am reaching the numbers. The numbers, they'll come. The last time y'all heard from me was about this time last year. And around that time, I was in my last semester at Georgia State. I was attempting to salvage a failed relationship, and I had a little family drama going on too. The thing about us strong people is that we can be going through hell sometimes and people would never know. It's like it's in our nature to set our situations aside and provide positivity and enlightenment and compassion for everybody else and what they have going on. But it's important in those times that we also pull away and surround ourselves with individuals who know and respect and understand our situations. People who can provide that same unconditional emotional support when we need it. But my struggle as a life coach, though, was that I still had clients. I still had people who were depending on me to persevere through what I was going through and to use my strength to help them through their issues. But, you know, in the midst of it all, I pushed through. I ended 2021 with a bang. I finished school. I walked across the stage. And let me tell y'all something. It had been over 20 years since I graduated. So I was like jokingly saying, but still had some seriousness to it, telling everybody like, shit, I forgot how to graduate. And it was funny, but it was a cool moment. My favorite cuz, Dom, she came down, her and the baby, Josiah. They showed love. And it was just, you know, it was an achievement for me. I put the cap and gown on, and when I did that and saw all the happy faces of my peers who was just, you know, worked so hard to accomplish that, we walked out on that field. It was a beautiful day, and fuck it, we graduated, we received our degrees, and so that was cool. So, and my cuz, we hung out a little bit, went and had a few drinks, some food, and then the next morning they flew back home and I jumped on a plane and went to Mexico. It was to celebrate my hard work, but also to celebrate my bro, shout out Dre, his birthday. Mexico is his favorite place, so we're there at least once a year. But shit, just to kick my feet up and reflect on the whole 2021 and my triumphant, strong win, my finish. But by the end of 2021, shit, there was a lot of people that I had known for years that I was no longer cool with, like not even in my life no more, like quote unquote best friends and bros that I had and grew up with that I've known for years that really had to just give the boot and get and bid a final farewell to. And then, you know, that bitch nigga that lied about everything that I was in a relationship with. I also ended that situation. I really didn't want to carry any negative energy into the new year. So I just had to rid myself of those things. And then after that, 2022 came. For 2022, I vowed to myself that I would invest more time into self-care than I already was. I mean, of course, I always moisturize and exfoliate it, but I meant like the entire self package. I spent a lot of time fussing over people and the effects that they had on my life up until that moment, and it had started to consume me. So I took the first step towards a better me, and I hired a personal trainer. I saw him twice a week starting, I think we started the second week in January. And it was just a lot going on during this time. And I was, again, trying to just make sure I was harnessing all of the negative energy that I had. And in this moment, my downstairs neighbor, him and his woman was outside. They were feuding about something, fighting. And when they got back inside, I heard some screaming. And then she shot him twice in the face. And he bled out and died in front of his kids. He had five kids there. And I just remember looking at those kids' faces, hearing them scream and crying that pain. Like, I've never experienced that before, but it's also something that from the outside looking in, seeing that, I'll never forget. Like, those kids are fucked for the rest of their life, and it was such a sad situation. And it, like, dampened the mood around where I stay. And so the following week, though, my cousin passed, so I had to jump on the plane and go be with fam and mourn. And after I had graduated from Georgia State, I had enrolled in Kennesaw State. So amongst all of this stuff, I was back in school. I was up for a promotion at my job, but then I had also just finished my third interview for a new company who was offering me a job with a hell of a salary increase. So I was trying to juggle all these things, but I was still keeping that self-care focus at the forefront. So after a few weeks, my mom and my grandma, their birthdays are in March, I decided to kind of step away from everything and go surprise them, be around some happiness and some love. I just needed some time away from everyday life. And it's always good to be able to recognize that you can shut shit down and step away from negative shit for a breath of fresh air and regather yourself and then return stronger and ready to conquer. So after I returned back to Atlanta, I decided after 6 years to resign from my job and pursue employment with the new company. Now, here's where the shift started. Knowing that my 40th birthday was approaching, my goal was to lose some damn weight, number one, and feel sexy coming into my new decade of life and celebrating this huge milestone / summer birthday. But at this point, I had been seeing my personal trainer for about 4 months, but I didn't necessarily feel like I had achieved the results that I should have, seeing him twice a week since January. And I don't feel like I lost money because I did learn a lot of things about fitness from him. And seeing him from all this time, it kind of lit that fire under my ass and got my body moving again. So I definitely didn't feel like I lost money. Between January 2021 and December 2021, the previous year, I had gotten up to about 225, which was the heaviest that I had ever been. And it was weird because the year before that, 2020, during the pandemic, I was outside. I was running every day. I was working out, eating healthy, all of that. But I guess just, you know, in spite of the things that I was going through in 2021, some of the silent struggles that I was dealing with, I just kind of let all of that go. And, you know, in the midst of that, it put on some pounds. And I wasn't happy about it. I definitely wasn't happy about it. It did weigh on me. I saw it in every picture. I saw it in every video. I saw it. And when people started to like joke about it, it didn't make me feel good. But again, as I was saying, seeing my trainer for that length of time, those months, and twice a week, I just didn't feel like I was getting the results that I should have gotten. So I felt like I was getting better results, honestly, applying what he had taught me and the things that I learned about my body and fitness, working out on my own. So in the next few weeks, I made it my goal to research fitness techniques and exercises and diets and nutritional facts and everything that I got from him, and anything that would be in a beneficial or informational in helping me reach my goal, I used. And I didn't honestly have, like, you know, an actual weight number goal or a size number goal. I just wanted to be healthier and tone up. But during this time, I came across G. Bryant's YouTube page. Now, I don't know if y'all know who that is. Some of y'all might be familiar with his story, but he's one of those guys who have the rags to riches stories, meaning he came from nothing, he had a rough life, but then he built himself a multi-million dollar enterprise. He owns a few gyms in Atlanta now. He has a few businesses. He's a fitness coach, and he's all around, you know, ideal model of a coach. And besides all that, like, dude body is just great. He's in amazing shape. So I started my mornings off each morning very, very early, getting up, showering, stretching, listening to his motivational speeches, making me some healthy breakfasts and healthy lunches, and going to my new job. It was cool. I was really starting to feel at that point like everything that I had struggled through and worked so hard for was starting to pay off, or was about to pay off. Like, I've always done well for myself, but the goal is to, and will always be to be, is to continuously be rebuilding the temple. And so whatever the temple is for you, you take it and apply. But that's the goal, to always be rebuilding the temple. So by the end of April, I decided that I was going to try G. Bryant's 7-day raw fruits and vegetable challenge. And I said to myself, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. So that meant no alcohol, no juice, no sauteed veggies, nothing in the crock pot. Just strictly eating raw fruits, raw veggies, and drinking water. And I knew it wouldn't be easy, but I also knew that, like, you know, with my strength and my discipline, when I put my mind to something, like, I'd be on it. So I knocked the first week out, no problem. So the second week comes along, I'm like, oh, it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. So I'm extending, I'm going to do 2 weeks or whatever. I'm going to do 14 days. So as I'm in the second week of this challenge, I noticed a difference in my energy. I had come down about 4 pounds, and I didn't even at this point have a desire to, I like didn't have a craving for any of the things that I had given up at that moment. But in sticking to the self-care theme for 22, as I was doing this challenge, it made me want to strengthen all parts of myself. So I was making more money, and, you know, like, you know, I was in that financial aspect of it. It was working out, and I was actively working on my health and my physique. So the physical portion of it was coming together as well. But I also wanted to make sure that my mental state and my soul was being fed, that they were getting the same devotion and care as the rest of me. And I'm somewhat of a reader, so I started to read books and research things and topics and watch videos that was related to meditation and to the world and the universe and religion. And then suddenly my journey shifted from what started off as weight loss goals to fasting into a whole spiritual awakening. And it was at that moment that I denounced Christianity. Now, I pause right there because I know for a fact that a lot of people just heard he don't believe in God. And that's definitely not what I just said at all. But I no longer practice. I don't believe in. I don't preach. I don't submit to religion. And for me, that includes the story of Jesus Christ as we know it. And since this has happened, I feel like my eyes are wide open to the world. It's like I can actually see what's going on around us. Like, I no longer see things the way I once did. Like, I'm seeing clear as day. And when you're talking about the power of you, the power of self, when you're talking about manifesting things and watching things come into fruition, it's like you almost kind of now know the true meaning of those things. I had to tap into the power within myself. We have the power to make life happen, to change life. Everything that's provided to us, everything that is accessible to us, it's made to stunt our growth. It's made to keep us poor, to make and keep us sick and shit, eventually kill us. So it was almost like when I stopped looking for another savior and tapped into my God self, like I started to see things more clearly, like the wool had been pulled over my eyes and I was finally off that hamster wheel. But I'm gonna talk more about that in a minute, but it's how I feel. And I'm willing to discuss it further, you know, having an adult discussion with other adults who would like to share perspectives, but it's my decision and it's a decision that I'm glad I made and I feel great. Shit, since then I'm down 25 plus pounds. I try to run at least 3 miles a day, no less than 4 times a week. I still don't eat meat. I still have not drank any alcohol. I don't drink anything but water. I'm trying daily to unlearn a lot of the shit that I have been taught these last 40 years. And, you know, it's just, it's me. And it's what I believe now and what I don't believe anymore. And again, there's so much more I'm going to be sharing about that. But I really just wanted to break the ice so you can know what direction I'll probably be going in, because there are some people who really do love me and they really do support me and they've been checking on me, shit, checking me about my recordings and my uploadings. And it's so much that had happened in such a short period of time that I had to take a couple steps back and make sure that all was well. And that's why this episode is going to be episode 1 of season 2, because I feel like I had to cut that last season short. I was gonna do, like, you know, 8 episodes, 9 episodes, and, you know, season finale type deal. But I think that because I'm conveying a different message this time around, I want to be more transparent, I want to be more open, and for sure more consistent. I think we needed a fresh start. So I think it would be befitting for this to be the first episode of the second season. On the next upcoming episodes, I'm having a conversation with another king who is a pastor. We will discuss some of the things that led me to denounce Christianity and some of the things that draws him closer to it. I want to tell y'all the story about why I'm no longer at the new job, the one that I quit for my old job, and what I'm doing now. I invested some money into some new software and some hardware, and I got a whole new little setup in studio space. So I know it probably sounds different and it definitely looks different. So I want to share that with y'all. I also buried my stepfather this summer. So that was something that, you know, that was another first for me. I had to step away from what I had going on again and make sure that my mom was good. I'm glad that I was able to do that because it also helped strengthen our relationship. So we can talk more about that later on. I got a new car and I also celebrated my 40th birthday. So definitely want to tell y'all how that went down and what I did to celebrate. Got a shit ton of good guests lined up who ready to talk some shit and share perspectives. I'm also going to be video podcasting this go around so y'all can see me in all my sexiness and how I'm looking during my fitness journey. But no, seriously, I'm not even tracking my progress. Again, this at this point has become a lifestyle for me. However, shit, I'm down over 20 pounds, so you can definitely still see the results. I know I can definitely feel it. I got to buy new clothes, and for the fall, I had to buy summer clothes, and I mean, it feels good. And it's just a part of my life now. I definitely wanted to do a whole, like, in-your-face bitches type of reveal to everybody who has some smart shit to say when I gain weight and all of that, but honestly, I was just like, girl, fuck them shit. I have a larger purpose, and like what I got going on, this has nothing to do with them. If anything, that didn't do nothing but make me get out here and shed these pounds. So thank you for the insults. Whatever platform that you are listening to this from, if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe, because that way you can get the notification when I start uploading this content, because I don't think this run I'm going to be promoting on my social media. Y'all can, but I'm not. Like, I'm strictly rocking with those who rock with me. And if you rock with me, then you'll either subscribe so you can get that notification, or you'll check back to see if I have another one, or every once in a while I might throw a little teaser up or something. But that's definitely not at the top of my list to do. And I'm taking life coaching clients again. So my email and contact info will definitely be in the description. So y'all just let me know if y'all want to schedule a 3-30-minute life coaching consultation. I'm trying to get my website together still, but it's one thing at a time. I'm definitely trusting and enjoying the process. But I really did just want to come back and remind y'all how much I love y'all. And to let y'all know that I didn't give up on this platform. I didn't give up on this project. But I'm definitely human. I have human tendencies, human emotions, human needs. And I be having to fight life too. Shit, life be kicking my ass sometimes and I still be trying to smile and push through. But y'all got to understand, like, you know, and I'm pretty sure y'all do. Y'all fuck with me. Y'all rock with me. So it's nothing personal. I just had to deal with some things. And then another thing, like that whole thing with my ex, like my ex was a supporter of my podcasting and YouTubing. So there came a point where I just, like, I blocked numbers and emails and social media, like everything. So I didn't even want that person to hear my voice. Like, I wanted no parts. And so with that, I knew, like, with this person making up fake numbers and fake email addresses and all that shit, I knew that they were just like waiting on me to just upload a video or something to hear my voice. And I just didn't want nothing to do with that person at all, them nothing to do with me. So I kind of veered away from what I had going on to wash that away as well. But anyway, thank y'all so much for the support. I really do appreciate y'all. And I hope that the things that we're going to be discussing this time around can actually liberate somebody or motivate them to be their best selves. So, with that being said, tell a friend, tell a frenemy, because we got a whole lot of shit to talk about. So, let's discuss it. Peace.